WBEZ's nonprofit spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
Chicago Public Schools is sending its schools new guidance today on what they should be doing for students while classes are canceled. But remote learning won't officially start until April 13th. And what Chicago laid out is a far cry from what many school districts are putting in place. WBEZ Sarah Karp talked with WBEZ's midday host Lisa Labas about the district's plans.
Sarah, schools have been closed for 2 weeks already, so why this new guidance now?
Basically, because the state just put out new guidance on Friday that said that all schools have to move to remote learning days starting tomorrow, Tuesday. And these are going to be counting as instructional days that all school districts are supposed to have firm plans up on their website by tomorrow. But Chicago Public Schools has determined that with 600 plus schools, it would be impossible for them to be up and running this week. So it's going to take advantage of 5 planning days that the state said that it could have and still hold this planned spring break from April 6th through the 13th. So these plans will only be put in place after April 13th.
And at that point, will Chicago Public Schools offer full online school days? And that's happening in some suburbs. Will it be similar here?
No. The state in general is giving out a ton of flexibility. In fact, they did a survey that showed that only about 9% of schools statewide were entirely online. So CPS is not all that different in that it's giving schools the flexibility to come up with their own plans. They are requiring teachers to be available for 4 hours a day, and they're saying that students will be given online and paper lessons every day, and that, you know, which one they choose to do or can do will be okay. One big change, though, is that students will be expected to do the work. Before this, it was only enrichment that they were being given, but now this work will be graded. And while the school district only wanted to count to improve student grades, as was before, they now say that students will have to do the work, but will be given a chance to make it up once school is back in session.
Well, Sarah, why is Chicago Public Schools having to draw up its own plans?
So the bottom line is that it would be impossible for this school system with so many schools to put together a one-size-fits-all approach. Some schools have computers for every kid, or every kid has a computer and the internet at home. And for those schools, it makes sense to have more formal online schooling. But there are a lot of schools in the city of Chicago where only a half or a third or maybe virtually no students have access to computers and the internet on a regular basis. So for those schools, it wouldn't make sense to say do online schooling. I talked to Latanya McDade, the chief education officer for Chicago Public Schools, and she had this to say.
There's already inequities that exist with the device divide within the city. But what we are trying to make sure this guidance does is at bare minimum ensure that all students have access to opportunities for continued learning.
McDade also points out that even when school is in session, there are big differences in what one class is doing versus another class, and that this plan is flexible and takes into account these differences.
All right, so Chicago, though, has a huge digital divide. What is the district doing to give as many students as possible online access?
They say they're going to get about 100,000 laptops, Chromebooks, and iPads out to students over the next 2 weeks. Many of them are computers that the school district already owns, and they're at individual schools, about 65,000 of them. Another 37,000 will be new devices. Chicago Public School officials say they're prioritizing the highest need students, so kids who are homeless or who are special needs or English language learners, those kids will be prioritized. But they know that even with this 100,000 devices out into communities, it won't close the digital divide. It'll just help.
That's WBEZ Sarah Karp talking today with Lisa Labas. To learn more about schooling from home in Chicago and the state during the coronavirus shutdown, visit our school's Frequently Asked Question page at WBEZ.org.